This is Ozarks at Large. Eureka Springs Carnegie Public Library has begun an oral history project. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Carnegie Public Library's Eureka Springs Oral History Project aims to collect stories from native Eurekans, longtime Eurekans, migrant Eurekans, and even new Eurekans. The quaint Ozark Mountain Village, founded in 1979, is a historic tourist destination and home to several thousand residents. Year-round, over a million visitors flock to the town to enjoy Coldwater Spring reservations, beautiful Victorian and Romanesque architecture, fine arts and crafts, fine cuisine, and local culture. Library Director April Griffith says patrons and residents routinely approach library staff with root stories and photos to share.
And it was multiple people, different times. We kept hearing this.
Griffith says her interest in Eureka Springs history was sparked after she documented the historic Ozark Mountain Folk Fair, staged in a forest north of town in the spring of 1973. An estimated 30,000 people showed up to camp out in the woods and enjoy live rock, blues, bluegrass, gospel, country, and folk music. Some stayed, settling in Eureka. Now, although predominantly white, Eureka had a historic African-American community residing in the center of town, and today a rising Hispanic population, according to census records.
Seeing these people who are incredible, who've been a part of the community for so long, and we're losing them, you know, unfortunately. People are getting older, and some of them are passing away, and it's, you sort of watch history leaving.
The library's special collections contain local and county history books, journal articles, and newspaper files.
And the history books that have been written that are incredible really only cover up, I think, to the maybe 1960s, early 1960s. And then that history stops.
The Eureka Springs Oral History Project aims to fill that gap. The library was awarded a $10,000 National Endowment for the Humanities American Rescue Plan grant to initiate the process. Library staff purchased oral history resources and audio recording hardware and software, as well as a scanner to capture photographs, letters, and documents. Cass Shellhorn, assistant librarian, serves as Oral History Project Manager. She has degrees in history, library science, and archival management.
Yeah, so we are all balancing work at the circulation desk and regular library duties. And so we have created a makeshift sound studio, and we are recording stories twice a week on Thursdays and Saturdays at the library here, at the main library.
Shellhorn says the project employs oral history best practices, recording a mix of long and short form interviews.
We're using a methodology called Our Story Bridge, which originated out of the Adirondacks. And their project was the Adirondack community capturing stories of who we are. And they created this, which is now a nonprofit that helps other libraries. We are the 16th library to partner with Our Story Bridge. And their methodology is specifically created to record, collect, organize, and make accessible 3 to 5 minute stories from community members about the community for all.
The grant project spanned 6 months, starting up earlier this year, allowing time for Shellhorn to learn oral history recording methods and technology. She also researched Eureka Springs history and recorded a dozen long-form interviews. Staff will continue to record both short and long-form oral histories into the near future, she says. Recordings are digitally archived and sorted by categories such as industry, labor, tourism, arts and crafts, and culture, including Eureka's significant LGBTQ+ population, first established 40 years ago. Again, April Griffith.
We want to hear from everyone. We think that's the best way to move forward, to get a holistic picture of our town and who lives in our community and who's shaping the way our town grows and evolves throughout the years.
The library publicly unveiled the Eureka Springs Oral History Project in mid-October, where residents could ask questions and book oral history interviews with staff. Griffith says volunteers are providing production support. Spanish-speaking community members, including Laura Cabrera and Carmen Rose, are assisting with translation for print and digital content. And Yarizia Tapia, a volunteer from the local high school, is assisting with oral history interviews conducted in Spanish.
One of the great reasons, or one of the huge benefits of partnering with our StoryBridge is they have a network of volunteers that is going to help us eventually create a teacher's guide, so that this resource is also going to be available for local schools. If when they're doing history projects and want to know about the history of our town, this is going to be a way to approach it and use this resource as an active educational tool.
Griffith says the Oral History Archive is being created for the Eureka Springs community. Former residents, Arkansans, tourists, researchers, school students, and historians. Oral history recordings will be made available to the public free of charge for listening or download. And the first full-length podcast is now posted on myeurekastory.org. Individuals can schedule oral history recording sessions online or by contacting library staff. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.